During America's westward expansion, the United States Army established hundreds of small outposts throughout the frontier to protect settlers, maintain communication with the West Coast, and serve as staging areas for military campaigns. One such outpost was Nebraska Territory's Fort Mitchell. The American Civil War brought a new significance to the Western Territories. The great overland roads, such as Santa Fe, Oregon, and California trails, continued to carry vast numbers of immigrants and tons of freight. Western gold fields were producing ore that helped finance the government's war effort, and the newly erected transcontinental telegraph lines helped bind Westerners to the Union. But eastern battlefields drained regular Army soldiers from the frontier and left vital Western territories unprotected. To provide a military presence in the West, the government sent a few state-raised volunteer cavalry regiments to garrison forts that had been vacated by the regulars. One of these posts was placed along the North Platte River near Scott's Bluff. Fort Mitchell's history is meager, but construction began by September 1, 1864. The men of the 11th Ohio's Company F were hard at work building the sod structure. Captain Jacob Schumann, the first commander of the as-yet-unnamed post, gave General Mitchell a tour of the site and described his plans for a sod stockade he hoped to have finished before the winter set in. By the end of October, most of the work had been completed, and the post was named for the general who had ordered its construction. Endless hours of patrol and escort duty were interrupted only by the constant maintenance of the fort's sod walls and corrals. Poor sanitary conditions and a monotonous diet of hardtack and salt pork added to the hardships. Following the end of the Civil War, regular Army soldiers returned to the West, and one company of the 18th Infantry was stationed at Fort Mitchell. After 1866, Fort Mitchell faded into obscurity. The sod walls quickly deteriorated, and the wind and the rain removed all signs that the post ever existed. Today, plows turn up occasional reminders of Fort Mitchell in the form of rusted metal artifacts. Although no physical indications of the post remain, nearby Mitchell Pass preserves the name and serves as a reminder that for 3 years, Fort Mitchell stood guard along the Oregon Trail during an important period in American history.